Hello, is Barbara there?
Is who here?
Is Barbara there?
No.
Oh, okay.
What number are you calling?
Well, the 419-733-7449?
Nope, nope. No one by that name around here.
Oh, okay. Well, probably you can help me. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
All right.
Okay. In this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media, internet, television, or radio?
The news media, but we don't talk to them because we don't like them.
Okay. Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress? Are you certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I will absolutely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
60.
Okay, 60. Thank you so much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
English.
Well, the options are, for example, white, Hispanic, Black, Asian American, Native American, or other?
White, I think.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And next one, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not motivated at all and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The first one is Sherrill Brown as a senator.
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Next one, Marcy Kupfer as congresswoman.
Don't know her. Can't say.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And last one, Donald Trump as former president.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. The options are always very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, favorable, sorry, or very unfavorable. So the first one is First Energy.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
No opinion on that one.
I'm sorry? Oh, no opinion. Okay.
On that one. Yeah.
No worries. Thank you. Next one, Marcy Kupfer. Again.
Yeah, don't know her.
Oh, okay.
No opinion.
Okay, next one, Derek Merrin.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden again.
Extremely unfavorable.
Thank you so much. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Unfavorable, extremely unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And last one, Donald Trump again.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Look, yes, I just heard a lot about Kennedy today. But since I don't know enough about him, I'd have to say it's Trump.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Probably Republican, just because I don't like Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Derek.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
No chance.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it not make any difference? And also, if you think that the statement is not true, you can also let me know.
I'd say I would not vote for her. Strongly not vote for her.
Okay, but would you say much less likely or no difference?
Much more likely than not vote for her.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each one, please tell me if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for Derek, or if it makes no difference. Also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you think it's not true, please let me know. So the first one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Would you like me to repeat the options again?
No. I would say not going to make any difference. Neutral.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I would say no difference, just because I want to know no more details than that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merritt self-extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Well, I would agree with that, but I would say every politician gets new carpeting and posh furnishings, regardless of what party they're with. So I would say no difference, because they're all crooks.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next one, we're just a couple of statements to go. Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marysville will persecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marysville will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Kind of confused about that word. So is he pro-abortion or is he anti-abortion based on that statement?
Based on this statement, he is pro. He is anti-abortion.
Okay, then that would encourage me to vote for him.
Okay, thank you so much. So I will say more likely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next one. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
That would make me less likely.
Okay. You will say somewhat or much less?
Not much less, just a little less.
Okay. Thank you. And last statement. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
No, that would make me less likely to vote for him.
Okay, you would say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Probably much less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you still vote for him?
His views on abortion would make me vote for him. Otherwise, it would be more voting anti-Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just take notes of what you just said. Give me just one moment. One second. One moment. Okay, almost finished. Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Republican Derek.
Thank you so much. And the last couple of questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
Postmasters.
Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you so much. And I think this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Again, thank you for your participation and your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Happy weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a nice weekend, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.